Hi everyone, my name is Azam Rais and welcome to the fifth episode of Poet X. Poet X is an online poetry community that features a variety of poems from different poets. We feature unrestricted, unhinged and unapologetic poetry across a diverse range of themes. You can find more episodes of our podcast on tehale.my and make sure you listen to our previous episode, Used and Abused. We hope it's not too late to wish everyone a Happy New Year. Since this is our first episode in 2017, we thought we'd talk about new resolutions found in the new year. We present you a collection of poems that inspire reflections, recollections, and most importantly, hope. This is episode 5, A Better Me. We at Poet X feel that this theme is even more relevant right now, as 2016 brought the world significant changes. Be it in the realms of politics, economics or society, some would brand 2016 as a pretty bad year overall for the world. In this episode, we entreat you to join us in hope of a better year and a better self. To kick off episode 5, A Better Me, we present you our first poet for tonight. He is a regular contributor to Poet X and we are proud to count him amongst our rank.
Hai, saya Tuan Kata. Dan puisi ini tentang semalam. Jalan mengubah waktu, waktu berubah jalan. Aku kesiangan, aku kemalaman. Dan nasib adalah sumpahan wajib. Kopi yang kuminum hari ini, kopi kemarin ku seduh. Ketika ayah di luar kota dan ibu senang memikirkan kami. Ketika tiada apa dirisaukan melainkan kerisauan, kehabisan jalan. Fikiranku menghendap keluar jendela, menentang arus realiti. Kolaj tak berwarna, pelangi tak menari, bahkan realiti hak ciptaku sendiri. Dan luar jendela itu pernah kurenung dulu, waktu ayah tak lagi keluar kota dan ibu mula menatap buku akaun. Di luar jendela segala tampak, aku tak tahu mana ku anggap benar, mana pula tertuduh salah. Mungkin siang adalah kegelapan absolut, dan malam berumah rindu pada cahaya. Dan rindu tak bisa berpura-pura, dan pura-pura adalah kewajiban, dan kewajiban adalah keterpaksaan, dan keterpaksaan adalah kepura-puraan. Arah hidupku kini pernah kubayangkan dulu. Ketika ayah tidak lagi kerja dan ibu sudah mula masak mi segera. Aku fikir, bagaimana mengeringkan kesedihan dan bagaimana kesedihan bisa dilalikan dan bagaimana lali bisa diindahkan dan kesedihan tak bermuka ku beri rupa dan rupa yang kulihat rupa-rupanya wajahmu. Menatap siang matamu di samping mata ayah ibu pernah ku ilustrasikan dulu. Ketika kami sudah tidak punya apa-apa selain cinta untuk pulang. Dan ketika jalan mengubah waktu dan waktu berubah jalan, aku kesiangan, aku kemalaman dan nasib adalah keindahan wajib. Hari ini aku penulis. Aku sudah lupa mana benar, mana salah. Mungkin kerana hari ini aku berfikir segala kejadian adalah semata-mata hikmah dan hikmah hari ini pernah kulukiskan dulu. Ketika hari matamu menerang dan malam kau masih memandang. Akulah malam. Akulah siang.
That was Tulang Kata, aka Taufik Azhar, with his piece Tentang Semalam. What we love about his piece is the honesty he injects into every line. Through his local references and simple sincerity, Tulang Kata's words have touched many hearts. The next poet we would like to welcome is one who is always lost in thought, but found herself in poetry. She speaks in rhymes and reflects on past sins and how it has affected her. Her brutal honesty is showcased in her pieces and one can really hear her heart in her words. These are her reflections.
kay Sarah Idris, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Every day is a constant battle between my mind and my heart, between the good and bad inside. Trying to do something right only leads me to more wrongs, and the wrongs cause them to judge. Because of my religion, judge. Because of what I choose to put on my head, judge. Because I am a girl and a Muslim. And being a girl and a Muslim, I am not allowed to have libido, because that would ruin the image of my race and religion. But I am still a human. And just like every other human, I sin. I am a sinner, but I didn't used to be this bad. There's always this void in my heart that needs to be destroyed, but I can't do that because nothing seemed to have worked, and they told me to pray, so I prayed. I prayed so hard, my dear God, please, let no one see my dark side, let she not conquer my mind and my heart, but now I have become my own worst nightmare. I set fire to my lungs for temporary pleasure. I binge-dated guys on Tinder to define myself worth, but that can never fix what is in here, the pain and the pressure. I am a sinner. And I would like to think that this is all because of you. You who broke my heart. You who swiped my V-card. You who left me barren in that cold September night. You who told me to hold you tight. But how could I possibly put all the blame on you when all you did was leave me a wound and an open cut? It was all me who meddled with this car. Yes, I am a sinner. And I'll always try to point my finger at someone for all the ruins on myself that I had done. But somehow I've got to quit escaping. I've got to stop purging my guilt on someone else and call myself the innocent virgin who sold herself for love. I am a sinner. And I'm guilty of my own sins.
That was I Am a Sinner by Kaisara Idris. To wrap up our episode this week, we have a very special poet. She has been a beacon of light for Malaysian poetry and leaves a mark at every stage she graces. We are honored to have her at our show, and please welcome.
Hi, my name is Sheena Baharuddin, and this poem is entitled Merdeka. This is a love poem dedicated to Malaysia. And I don't mean the span of land covering half of Borneo and a peninsula, but Malaysia, the only place where you and I call home. And this poem should begin and end with rain. The kind of rain that fell over us yesterday, today, and surely will fall again someday. The kind of rain that pours hard, no hold bars, hujan lebat without kilat, in sight that turns cities into gardens of umbrellas like fresh flowers growing wild from tanah yang kering. And that is when I find myself wondering, why do we now run away? Whenever the rain comes our way, we have long been led astray. Decades of power have blinded us to common sense at the expense of wisdom gained by our ancestors on this blessed land, which is more than just half a Borneo and a peninsula, more than just Malay sahaja, but Malaysia, where you and I call home, a word we only learn when the earth under our feet took us in as one of our own centuries of stories ago. But greed have since made us call them by different names, like fabrications, religious deviations, falsities of a bygone era, but surely we know better. They can tell us a thousand things about our humble beginnings, but our memory simply remembers too damn much, and such was that long before we learned how to write. The wise amongst us told us tales in a deafening quiet of the night, both comforting and nerve-wracking at the same time, because on this land, There are still queens massed as nenek kebayans where our bladders still refuse to let go until we ask for permissions, for there are gods in the trees and the trees are godly. Just like our rivers and our seas are ruled by Dewa dan Dewi yang sakti, where there are cities of bunyans that exist too far from our reach, where our songs and our stories have always been our go-to sacred teachers. They taught us about who we are and who we should always be, and so we painted on the walls of our consciousness colors that only make sense when they are painted together, because we know that our world is not made in monochromes, and thus even when our tongues curve to newfound languages, or when our gods change from faceless to human faces to faceless yet again, we can never forget how it felt like to be free long before man-made rules came to rain fear on us freely. It is not fair. There is nothing free about fear, and I am so tired of being scared. Aku mahu merdeka. Aku mau merdeka daripada kebodohan dan ketakutan. Merdeka daripada jajahan orang luar maupun orang sendiri. Merdeka daripada mereka yang inginkan kita lupa bahwa kita dilahirkan dalam keadaan yang merdeka. So the next time, when the rain pours hard, heavy, and thick, maybe we should all just stand still and lose ourselves in it. Let us watch as the rain washes away all of our pain so that we can in turn turn into the stories we once shared when we were young. Stories we'll be proud to pass on to our kin and our children. And when that day comes, maybe we can once again fall head over heels in love with the span of land. And no, I do not mean what is half of Borneo and a peninsula, but I mean Malaysia, the only place where you and I can truly call ourselves merdeka.
That was Merdeka by Sheena Baharudin. In this poem, she tells the stories about storytellers, how stories spun in the past differ from that of today. Those of today are filled with politics and other petty matters. Truly, it is only through appreciation of history and culture can we work towards a better self. Before we end our episode, we'd like to give a shout out to the good people at If Walls Could Talk for providing a platform for new and featured poets to have their voices heard. Waltz is a bi-monthly poetry event held at Gaslight Cafe, Bukit Damansara, that all you poetry lovers need to check out. The Poet X team will also be at coming Waltz events if you'd like to meet and talk to us. Poet X is also in collaboration with If Waltz Could Talk for projects coming up in the future. We're very excited, so look out for more updates soon. We hope you enjoyed the poetry you've heard tonight. Credit goes to Safwan Sidik, our producer for the show, Farah Hanis, our designer, and myself, Azam Raiz, the host and director of Poet X. Poet X is a production of Tehalia.my. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time, and if you want to get the next episode automatically, subscribe to Tehalia.my on iTunes or any other podcast services you use. If you'd like to receive updates, follow us at Tehalia.my on our Facebook and Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to share your poetry with us and be featured on our show, email me at azam@tehalia.my. I'm Azam Raiz, and this has been Poet X. Good night.